This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives from today. Election Commission initiates the work of managing polling stations and polling centers in districts. And Korea Railroad Research Institute claims to have manufactured supersonic train faster than aircraft. Now, the news in detail. Hearing has begun at the Supreme Court today on cases filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. The hearing is taking place in the constitutional bench comprised of Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rana and Justices Hari Krishna Karki, Biswambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha and Tej Bahadur Keshi. The constitutional bench, after its first hearing on December 25th, had issued show cause order in the name of defendants, the President, the Office of the Prime Minister, and the Council of Ministers, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, among other bodies, urging them to submit written answers, including the reason for the dissolution of the House of Representatives. It had also issued an order in the name of the Federal Parliament Secretariat requiring it to submit documents including the original register that showed the registration of a no-confidence proposal against the Prime Minister in the House of Representatives. The written reply from all bodies has already been submitted to the court by January 3rd through the Office of the Attorney General as per the court order. The Election Commission has initiated the work of managing polling stations and polling centres in the district. Spokesperson of the Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, said the District Polling Stations and Polling Centres Recommendation Committee, under the coordination of the Chief District Officers, would begin the work from the 7th of January. He said the Commission has approved the necessary work procedure and program, and the work of assigning polling stations had begun. The Commission has also unveiled the work schedule for a month, focusing the upcoming election. Heavy snowfall has closed the Hilsa checkpoint in the northern Namkha village of Humla district, bordering China. Movement of people, including vehicles, has been halted due to the heavy snowfall at high places including Nara Lake and Yari in Namkha. Two persons have died in a road accident at Jiljile of Chapa along the east-west highway on Wednesday afternoon. According to District Traffic Police Office, both the injured Ganendra Tamang of Sunsari Baraha Chhetra 7 and Salina Rai of Itahari Sub Metropolis 1 died while undergoing treatment at Birtamod-based B&C Hospital. A study has been forwarded for the construction of flyover at three places in Kathmandu Valley. The Department of Roads has stated that the consultant company has been conducting a study on the construction of flyover at Gwarkho, Saddopato and Ekantakuna in Lalitpur. This Director General of the Department, Keshav Kumar Sharma, said that the consultant company has presented the interim progress on the study report. There is a plan for construction of four-lane flyover at the crossroad on the ring road, which the Chinese government had expanded 2 years back. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Diplomatic relations between Qatar and four Arab states that imposed an embargo for 3 years has been restored. Prince Faisal bin Farhad told reporters that the countries had agreed to fully set their differences aside at a Gulf Cooperation Council summit on Tuesday. Earlier, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince publicly embraced the Emir of Qatar, accusing Qatar of supporting terrorism. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt cut their ties with Qatar in 2017. In recent months, Kuwaiti and US mediators stepped up efforts to end the standoff. The death penalty handed out to a former Chinese finance chief found guilty of corruption has been heavily criticized by human rights activists. Lao Xiaomin was arrested in 2018 on charges of taking 1.8 billion yuan in bribes over a 10-year period. It is one of the most severe sentences to stem from President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption drive. Chinese officials said crimes committed by Mr. Lai were during his time as chairman of Huarong Asset Management. Human Rights Watch said China is clearly taking a major step backwards. The Korea Railroad Research Institute, KRRI, has successfully accomplished a technical test of self-claimed world's fastest train. KRRI sources said the near supersonic hypertube train was successful to travel 1,000 kilometers per hour. In its first successful test undertaken on last September, the ultra-fast train was able to travel 714 kilometers per hour. The Korean government has placed its preparation to bring the rail service into operation by 2024. With the service coming into effect, it will take merely 30 minutes to reach any parts of the country from its capital, Seoul. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives from today. Election Commission initiates the work of managing polling stations and polling centres in districts. And Korea Railroad Research Institute claims to have manufactured supersonic train faster than aircraft. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.